Greetings, everybody. I'm returning after a major bout with the chemtrail flu. So looks like we've kicked it again. Whatever they're putting in there, we kind of know what it is. I didn't want to mention it on the show, but, you know, because of all this going on, a lot of light workers, you know, like Nino and Rodriguez, all these people, they seem to be having all kinds of problems, you know, physical problems and things like that, and these major events that they go to, these Liberty events and things like that, you know, everybody comes back really sick and really ill, and there's a reason for that, and I want to cover that, some of that on the show. Before I do, though, I want to play this video, which is going to really lay the foundation for what's going on, and so just bear with me. This is Bridget Fertigue, probably not saying that right, with Light on Liberty, and let's just hear what you have to say. It's spot on.
You guys, I want to share with you the secret covenant that you might or might not have heard about. The secret covenant was created by none other than the Rockefellers, and maybe even someone even higher than them, let's be honest. But this is their secret covenant and their clause of things that they wanted to follow. And when, if you're a conspiracy theorist or a critical thinker and you're aware of what's been going on in the world, you're going to know exactly how suitable this is. This is written word for word, and I want to read it to you. Okay, so bear with me. The secret covenant, an illusion that will be so large, so vast, it will escape their perception. Those who will see it will be thought of as insane. We'll create separate fronts to prevent them from seeing the connection between us. We will behave as if we are not connected to keep the illusion alive. Our goal will be accomplished one drop at a time so as to never bring suspicion upon ourselves. This will also prevent them from seeing the changes as they occur. We will always stand above the relative field of their experience, for we know the secrets of the absolute. We will work together always, and we will remain bound by blood and secrecy. Death will come to he who speaks. We will keep their lifespan short and their minds weak while pretending to do the opposite. We will use our knowledge of science and technology in subtle ways so that they will never see what's happening. We will use soft metals, aging accelerators, and sedatives in food and water, also in the air. They will be blanketed by poisons everywhere they turn. The soft metals will cause them to lose their mind. We will promise to find a cure from our many fronts, yet we will feed them more poison. The poisons will be absorbed through their skin and mouths, and they will destroy their minds and reproductive system. From all this, their children will be born dead, and we will conceal this information. The poisons will be hidden in everything that surrounds them and what they drink, eat, breathe, and wear. We must be ingenious in dispensing the poisons, for they can see far. We will teach them that the poisons are good with fun images and musical tones. Those they look up to will help. We will enlist them to push our poisons. They will see our products being used in the film and will grow accustomed to them and will never know their true effect. When they give birth, we will inject poisons into the blood of their children and convince them that it's for their help. We will start early on when their minds are young. We will target their children with what the children love most, sweet things. When their teeth decay, we will fill them with metals that will kill their mind and steal their future. When their ability to learn has been affected, we will create medicine that will make them sicker and cause other diseases for which we will create yet more medicine. We will render them docile and weak before us by our power. They will go depressed, slow, and obese. And when they come to us for help, we will give them more poison. We will focus their attention toward money and material goods so they many never connect with their inner self. We will distract them with fornication, external pleasures, and games so that they may never be one with the oneness of it all. Their minds will belong to us and they will do as we say. If they refuse, we shall find ways to implement mind-altering technology into their lives. We will use fear as our weapon. We will establish the governments and establish opposites within. We will own both sides. We will always hide our objective but carry out our plan. They will perform the labor for us and we shall prosper from their toil. Our families will never mix with theirs. Our blood must be always pure, for it is the way. We will make them kill each other when it suits us. We will keep them separated from the oneness by dogma and religion. We will control all aspects of their lives and tell them what to think and how. We will grow them kindly and gently, letting them think that they are guiding themselves. We will foment animosity between them through our factions. When a light shall shine among them, we shall extinguish it by ridicule or death, whichever suits it best. We will make them rip each other's hearts apart and kill their own children. We will accomplish this by using hate as our ally, anger as our friend. The hate will blind them totally, and never shall they see that from their conflicts we emerge as their rulers. They will be busy killing each other. They will bathe in their own blood and kill their neighbors for as long as we see fit. We will benefit greatly from this, for they will not see us, for they cannot see us. We will continue to prosper from their wars and their deaths. They shall repeat this over and over until our ultimate goal is accomplished. We will continue to make them live in fear and anger through images and sounds. We will use all the tools we have to accomplish this. The tools will be provided by their labor. We will make them hate themselves and their neighbors. We will always hide the divine truth from them. They were all one. That they were all one. This they must never know. They must never know that a man's color is an illusion. They must always think that they are not equal. Drop by drop, we will advance our goal. We will take over their land, resources, and wealth to exercise total control over them. We will deceive them into accepting laws that will steal the little freedom they will have. We will establish a money system that will imprison them forever, keeping them and their children in debt. When they shall band together, we will accuse them of crimes and present a different story to the world, for we shall own all the media. We will use our media to control the flow of information and their sentiment in our favor. When they shall rise up against us, we will crush them like insects, for they are less than that. They will be helpless to do anything, for they will have no weapons. We will recruit some of their own to carry out our plans. We will promise them eternal life, but eternal life they will never have, for they are not us. The recruits will be called initiates and will be indoctrinated to believe false rites of the passage to their higher realms. Members of these groups will think that they are one with us, never knowing the truth. They must never learn this truth, for they will turn against us. For their work, they will be rewarded with earthly things and great titles, but never will they become immortal and join us. Never will they receive the light and travel the stars. They will never reach their higher realms, for the killing of their own kind will prevent passage to the realm of enlightenment. This they will never know. The truth will be hidden in their face, so close they will not be able to focus on it until it's too late. Oh yes, so grand the illusion of freedom will be that they will never know that they are our slaves. When all is in place, the reality we will have created for them will own them. This reality will be their prison. They will live in self-delusion. When our goal is accomplished, a new era of domination will begin. Their minds will be bound by their beliefs, the beliefs we have established from time. But if they ever find out they are our equal, we shall perish. This they must never know. If they ever find out that together they can vanquish us, they will take action. They must never ever find out what we have done. For if they do, we shall have no place to run, for it will be easy to see who we are once the veil has fallen. Our actions will have revealed who we are, and they will hunt us down, and no person shall give us shelter. This is the secret covenant by which we shall live the rest of our present and future lives, for this reality will transcend many generations and lifespans. This is a secret covenant. This is why it's so important to learn about this, because when you learn about this, you create a life outside of the system. When you're aware of it, you can no longer be controlled. When you know what they want to do, you no longer fall into the traps from health, money, empowerment, purpose, higher vibrations, the music that you're listening to, the food that you're eating, the things that you're consumed with, the video games, the porn. All of this is all a distraction to keep you easily controlled. And once you know, when you change that, exactly like they said, they fear it. Because the more of us that rise up and are aware of what's happening, the more they lose their control, which is exactly what they don't want. And this is why we're recreating what the generation is going to look like. And this is why we're all waiting for the uprise, because we know that this entire plan is going to crumble.
All right. So that is a foundation. I want to say we have to ask ourselves, who are these dark overlords that have the ability to traverse the stars? We know they control the Rockefellers, the Rothschilds, the global elite. And what else do they control? You know, how deep are their tentacles? Do they go into the politics? Do they go into the major corporations? Do they go? I mean, they are everywhere. We are living in a controlled narrative right now. So something up to and beyond the highest levels of power seems to want us sick, impoverished, or dead, you know, feeding on our misery. You know, they call it luge, you know, but They're poisoning our air, our water, our land, our food supply. And it was just all spelled out for you in this wonderful video. So, how long are we going to participate in our own enslavement and demise? Is that position of power, that paycheck worth it, continuing where we all are going to end up if we keep serving the beast? So, we can't ignore the obvious. The chemtrails are filled with heavy metals, graphene, nanoparticles, neurotoxins, biologicals, which are also found in the vaccines. And we can no longer ignore what's going on. It's in your face. There are bioengineered ticks and mosquitoes, vaccines in our vegetables and meat, bringing on these plagues that we're dealing with. And this is all fully researched and documented. And I know Kennedy, RFK, knows all about it, and he's trying to bring this out. But, they just sprayed three levels of chemtrails over the Pacific Northwest. And things are popping up in these chemtrails that are definitely neurotoxins. It's biological warfare and chemical warfare going on. We're even finding anthrax in these chemtrails. And we're seeing, the trees die. There's Roundup in these chemtrails. The newborn fawns are dying. We see them running around playing, and next morning we walk out and they're laying there dead. That's definitely some pretty nasty stuff they're spraying. So, gardens and fruit trees barely producing now. I've watched our coffee crop just all the flowers just fall off. No reason. There's no changes, nothing. No reason for it to happen. It was right after some heavy chemtrails, and it's happening with our fruit trees. And there's no such thing as organic gardening anymore as long as this continues. We've seen the weather warfare with hurricanes and tornadoes exponentially increasing in destructive power. We've seen them jump on land and get even more powerful, which is land is a killer for hurricanes. It just wipes them out. But all of a sudden, they just keep going. Why is that? These sickening fogs are appearing in major cities. Those are man-made, and we know what's in them. There's some very nasty biologicals in those fogs. So, we have to ask ourselves, are the politicians addressing this? And what about the Air Force, that are participating in the toxic sprays and turning a blind eye to the real war? The real war is overhead. It's not in Iran. And we have to ask ourselves, why are they allowing our skies to be poisoned? It's a no-brainer, folks. I want to share a little knowledge to just show how socially engineered we've become. So this is the real history of Earth you don't know about. There have been colonies from the stars going back 680 million years. Most established their colonies and outposts underground. There have been, 330 off-world colonies on Terra. The Sumerian tablets speak of 47 off-world civilizations, some friendly, some not. Some didn't like their colonization program and how they treated, the indigenous people on that planet. They also speak of greater compounds underground, known as the Abzu, existing long before the surface cities. And, one of the, there's a called the City of Kur. The entrance to that city is in Russia. And women to this day leave offerings, they leave offerings at a cave opening and sing songs in ancient Sumerian language. So if you descend to a certain depth in these massive caves, there's a warning. And it's in cuneiform and on relief saying, do not go beyond this point. Many have tried and they didn't come back. There's a reason for that. So anyway, according to the most ancient tablets found in at Fara, which later became Eridu, 21 primordial gods and goddesses reigned as pairs, male and female, referred to as lords thousands of years before the Anunnaki, which go back 450,000 years. So this is written in stone, folks. This isn't just some channel half-cocked program I'm talking about. That on some channeling is good and some is not so good. So anyway, the tablets say, there were five major extinction level events before the floods. Before there's actually two floods that happened. There's two flood stories. So there's more than one. There's one with Zeus-Sitra, I think I'm saying it wrong. I don't know. But there's another one with Noah. Anyway, so there's two stories about the floods. And these flood stories and these events are written in almost every culture. The Chinese and India have the old, some of the oldest records there that talk about all this happening. So anyway, there were times where the ice increased, and receded. There were great quakes, tsunamis, volcanic eruptions, and recurring pole shifts. There was also great wars that happened that wiped out previous civilizations. So the story of Adam and Eve was in 18,800 BCE. And so I want you to think about, okay, you got Adam and Eve in 18,800 BC. The Anunnaki were 450,000 years ago when they sure first appeared on the scenes. You got the King's List. These guys are reigning for over 40,000 years each. And it's and then you have the primordial gods before that. And so where is this in your history books? You're not hearing about any of this thing. So again, the story of Adam and Eve was in 18,800 BCE. Their creators, were Yahweh and Asherah. His feminine counterpart, no one mentions until 1390 BC. So BCE. So again, all of these ancient stories of primordial gods were always paired. There's always the masculine and the feminine. And even down to Yahweh. Yahweh, he had a feminine counterpart. All of them did. And you're not hearing this because there's a patriarchal system in place, and it controls governments and religions. And Rome destroyed the feminine and destroyed the teachings of Jesus. We'll go into that later. Anyway, the people that worshiped them were the Shazu, who lived on the banks of the sea well before Abraham, who carried the seed, the Adam Kadmon seed. And the Adam Kadmon seed was different than the Lulu created by Enki, Ninhursag, and Mami, the Anunnaki gods and goddesses, thousands of years earlier. So Eve was created at the side of man and of the same seed. The winged serpent shared the book of knowledge with Eve, dangerous knowledge such as metallurgy, the making of weapons, knowledge of Adam and Eve. Adam and Eve were not ready for. It's the same knowledge the 200 rebellious angels shared earlier that are now imprisoned, according to Enoch, if you read his stuff. But Yahweh singed the wings off the serpent, forcing it to crawl on the ground for interfering in a much larger plan. So in the Ethiopian Bible, Eve was the mother of knowledge. She had the full memory of Eden. On her death at 900 years old, and her and Adam both died, I think, very close to each other. She issued a prophecy there should be one of her offsprings that will lead the people back to Eden. And most believe, she's referring to Yeshua ben Joseph. And she didn't name who it was, but she said one of her offspring, which is pretty much everybody. But the lay scrolls give a different message than most churches. So in the lay scrolls, Jesus said that God is within you and shines its light through others all around you. There's no hierarchical or patriarchal system. And that's pretty much why they got rid of him, basically. So he also said there will be men in robes gathering gold, using his face to build their temples, when I clearly said the temple is in the heart, not in stone. He said they will use the cross and my word as a weapon, as in the Crusades and against the indigenous people around the world, deemed as ungodly heathens. He clearly stated violence was never in his name. So we need to go back and rethink our history, folks, as to what we were doing and in whose name and why. And my grandmother was Native American, so I understand that whole program. But anyway, we're like Scotch-Irish Native American. I think we all need to sit with that before seeking these external gods, the old sacrificial gods of old, giving our power away to those who have a history of abusing it. This includes giving our power away to others of lesser motives, creating dependencies, avoiding the personal responsibility of making our own internal God connection. So, beware of the words, my people. It implies ownership. Beware of those who deem themselves as special in God's eyes. Everyone is special. There's no divisions, basically. And if they're not empowering you as an individual, honoring your own unique soul purpose, inspiring you to go within, they're a distraction. It's that simple. They're feeding on the ignorance of the masses. Some are doing it in ignorance, and some are being actually used by unseen negative influences due to their own resistance to heal, the major chinks in their armor, you might say. When you don't own your past, and this is past lives as well, and you don't clear these and release them, especially release the emotional charge out of them, they're like holes in your aura, and things come right on in. And a lot of people are doing, are willingly have brought these energies in. Other people are doing it in ignorance and don't even know they're doing it. And there's others that are just morally and integrity challenged, preying on the ignorance of the masses. There's a lot of that. I mean, I've partnered up with some of them before, and I had to totally distance myself from them. So division is division, whether it be race, color, religion, or gender. And division is the tool of the oppressors and the controllers. Unity is their kryptonite. And the motto of the controllers is, keep them sick, poor, stupid, and divided. And so far, they're doing a great job, and we're all falling for it, especially in the spiritual and UFO community, even the conspiracy communities. One would think would know better. And the stuff I've seen, it's so funny because those are also totally infiltrated by, what they call controlled opposition. And the ones screaming the loudest at the government, a lot of times are receiving a check from the very people they're screaming about. So do some research on that. Basically, there's something else going on. And, before you give up hope, I want to, tell everybody, there is what they call the Holy of Holies, the Most High. And there are the ascended masters, the spiritually and technologically advanced off-worlders, and inner-earth beings all participating in the planetary liberation. You notice they're not even talking about them. They're not, all they're talking about is these reptilians and grays, and they're not even talking about that. They're still trying to prove UFOs are real. And this is kindergarten, folks. This is like seriously. This is crazy. I mean, these spiritually and technologically advanced off-worlders and inner-earth beings, they're all participating in the planetary liberation, in the awakening and healing of humanity and the earth. And universal law will be established as the law of the land, universal peace, brother, sister, love, individual freedom, and prosperity for all. Heaven on earth is coming. And so maybe it's time to stop all the division games. The competition, the jealousy, the self-serving actions disguised as righteous and clearly outside of universal law, and stop serving the beast willingly or in ignorance. There will be a price to pay in the future. Everything's being, it's all action, reaction, karma, whatever you want to call it. Everything is being amplified and accelerated right now. And people are seeing instant karma, especially when you go after the light workers, the people that are for real, the people who are authentic. There's almost going to be an instant karma to pay on that one. And there is. These people are being exposed. The posers, the shills, the moral integrity corrupt, they're all pointing the finger at everybody else and accusing everybody else of what they themselves have done or are doing. And now it's becoming blatantly obvious. You can't miss it. And what I find out is when you are authentic, there's a saying, and I don't want this to be misunderstood, where they say a master, even Jesus said, a Christ has no place to lay their head. And that is because the condition of earth. I'm not saying I'm Jesus or a master or anything else. I've never said I'm anybody. Matter of fact, I've said I'm nobody quite a few times. And because becoming nobody, you become everybody. And the a lot of people can't wrap their head around that. But anyway, it's become so convoluted, so corrupt right now that if you are awake and if you see the big picture and you realize that, God is within everyone and it's within you, it's within everyone. And when you're trying to be special or be a leader or be a teacher or whatever, if you aren't teaching people to go within and make their own personal connection to Creator, what are you teaching? It's like, Take a look at it. It's like, look at me. I'm in the fifth dimension, you know? Look at my Facebook page, you know? Look at, you know, these are all words. This is all seeking, you know, love, acceptance, and approval externally and under the guise of spirituality. And so we need to break away from that. I mean, we have so many people coming to the ranch that believe they're Jesus or Mary or there's some super space fleet soldier, captain, you know, whatever. They come with all these stories. And a lot of these stories are triggered by some past life experience where they might have been involved, you know, with the masters, or they might have been involved in some of these space wars and things like that. But all of a sudden, everybody's 20 and back, you know, everybody's this, everybody's that. And, you know, the people that brought that information out, all of a sudden, you know, now everybody's it. And those very same people are attacking the very first people that brought that information out. It's really interesting. I've never seen anything like it. So the people who aren't authentic are attacking the authentic. And, you know, the people that are running these programs, the See Me, Dig Me programs, I call them like I'm special. And look at me, and you can come pay a hell of a lot of money to come see me. You know, it just beware of that. It's epidemic right now, and we are a definite threat to these people. I mean, it's unbelievable. They come here and they find out their whole story isn't true, and their entire life is dependent on that story because they've created this huge following, this network, and everything else. And then because we can see through it and see the real truth, the real story, we're the evil. We're evil ones, you know, we're the authentic. And that's what they're saying. They're saying about the where a true master or a Christ really doesn't have a place to lay their head because, you know, the truth can be brutal. And we have to be brutally honest with ourselves at times and stop with all the lesser identities and go back to that spark within everybody and ignite it and become the full flame. And that's when you're really walking your power, you know, that you know what you if when you look on high at these groups, you'll see this teacher and you'll see all these other people like batteries around the teacher. And the teacher is drawing their energy off of all these other batteries. And then you'll see the teacher's actually connected to something other dimensional that may not be in their highest and best good. And they don't even know it. And some do know it. And it's a feeding frenzy. It's not what you think. It's not empowering the individual. And they gather together. And when you can see that and you're aware of what's happening on the higher levels and you can observe that, you can see all these other entities feeding off of all the division and all the other nonsense going on there, you know, and totally supporting and anchoring in these wounds and traumas and these other things, you know. It's like when you see all that going on, the big picture, you're definitely a threat, you know, to that system or that program that's going on. So the only way out basically is to realize there is an all-loving, all-forgiving, you know, powerful, loving, joyous, manifesting God or goddess, whatever you want to call it, the most high, the most holy. That spark is within everyone, and everyone has the ability to ignite that spark into to the full flame, become one with the one consciousness that encompasses all consciousness and all planes and dimensions throughout the multiverse. And that spark is what Jesus is talking about, is, you know, it's in the heart. It's actually, he's saying, ignite the spark into the full flame. You know, he said, do what I did. You know, he's saying, don't worship me. You know, he said, you know, a servant doesn't know what the master's doing. Become the master and find that master within. Make your own personal connection. You have your own unique soul purpose. And if you're following others, you're probably not fulfilling that unique soul purpose. And that spark, when you ignite that spark, you're going to get really clear about what that soul purpose is. So it is a matter of setting aside the time, doing the practices, doing like the monad meditations, like Yeshua did. There's other meditations as well, and focus on, really igniting that God spark within. There's a lot of different paths to doing that. And get away from external worship. Whether it be the little sacrificial gods of the past or some other teacher or guru or whatever, if they're not empowering you to make your own personal connection with Creator, God, Great Spirit, the Holy, Holy, Most High, whatever you want to call it, if it, they're actually a distraction. And we can't afford, you don't want to have the luxury of in the days to come, because there are waves of consciousness and energy bombarding this planet, as we speak. An X-class ray is solar rays are coming in. It's just slamming us over and over. The Schumann resonance is off the scale. It's actually every 24 hours there's a massive pulse hitting the earth. And we're all being, the earth is ascending, so we can either ascend with it, or not. And I would say resistance is futile at this time, because all of our stuff is going to come up, and all of our wounds, traumas, and wrong conclusions from past experience is going to come up. And no matter how much you try to project those on others or events or the past, it isn't going to matter. And the only way out is to go within and clear it. And that's what I'm seeing right now, is there's so many one finger pointing forward with three pointing back, people projecting, all their wounds and traumas on people, places, and things. And they're trying to gather people around them to validate their belief or whatever. And they perpetuate the victim roles and all these other things. And because there's a lot of victims out there, and they have a wide field to prey upon. And you see this over and over again. And I'm not saying these people are evil. They're just wounded themselves, and they're not ready yet to face their own trauma. And so we have to really get centered, focus on love and joy and bliss till you become it. That's what the lamas say. If there's a division or a separation or a judgment, especially a judgment that judges all people or all genders or whatever, we need to walk away from that, because everybody's individual. All these things, like, you have to pay reparations for the slaves. I didn't own any slaves. None of my relatives owned any slaves that I know of. In fact, I had a past life as a slave. So what do I do? Pay myself? It's like, a lot of the earlier slaves were Slavic, comes from slaves, and they were Slavic people, and the Irish were totally enslaved, so were the Chinese. There's slavery's colorblind. It came in every color, and so we really need to look at that. And a lot of people were enslaved by their own race, and they were cashing in by, actually grabbing their own people and selling them on the market. But there's a lot more to that story. But anyway, as I said before, what Jesus said is that stop with the aggression, stop with the violence and everything else. You're not doing it in my name. No matter what you call it, whether you can't validate it, basically. I can see self-defense. Yeah, I think that's defense of your family. That's given. Sometimes you have to do that, but when you gather in groups and demonize and take out others, especially the indigenous people, has been done in the past, carrying a cross. They have a saying, the indigenous people have a saying, and basically it's, they have a prophecy. They said when the white man returns, if he comes with the cross and the circle, welcome him. But if he comes with the cross without the circle, he forgot the sacred circle of good circle of and we're all hell's gonna hit, so. And unfortunately, when the white man returned, he came with a sword and a Bible, and we know the rest of the story. So it's not just the white man. This is happening in every country. And so we need to go back to the foundation, the foundation that many ascended masters laid. They talked about universal law, which is universal peace, brother sisterly love, individual freedom, and prosperity for all. They didn't participate in the division games or the wars. That wasn't part of their program. And we need to get back to that, and which is where we're going, basically. So we need to realize there is a force. It's seen and it's unseen, and that force is responsible for all the divisions and all the, the most of the poverty and the disease and the wars and everything. It's capitalized on both sides. It creates a disease and capitalizes on disease. It starts the wars and capitalizes on the wars. It creates the divisions and then capitalizes on them. And so we need to step out of that cycle and go, wait a second. I think I'm just going to make my own personal connection with Creator, that all-loving, all-forgiving source within. And when I do that, I'm going to see that everybody came from the same source. And the source is colorblind, and it doesn't care what your belief system is or whatever. In truth, it's just pure unconditional love and joy and bliss. And that's our true nature, our God nature. And we need to get back to that. So anyway, just personally myself, I'm just so done. I'm so done with poisoning the land, the water, and the air, and the minds, and all the division games, and the spiritual division games, and the finger pointing and the jealousy. It's ridiculous. It's beyond ridiculous. And before we engage in that, just take your hand and take that little finger and bring it back. And always remember there's three fingers pointing back. And don't get involved in the vicious gossip and rumors. Find the source. Just say, okay, give me a victim. Give me a name. Give me an event. Give me a time. They can't do it. Because most of these things have just been generated by people that are jealous or in competition or envious, basically. But they don't have any reality whatsoever. And what's sad is the people that are generating these, the vicious gossip and the rumors, are the ones actually doing what they're accusing others of. It's unbelievable. It's so obvious when you see it. I've never seen so many con artists out there right now, in the name of God, in the name of spirituality, in the name of whatever, in the name of I'm going to save the women or this group or that group, or anything else. And really, their motives are totally opposite. They're self-serving, and they prey on the ignorant. They prey on the gullible. And this epidemic right now, and we need to transcend that. But anyway, that's all I have to say today, basically. I really want people to think about that. We have to raise our frequencies. Everything has a vibration. Love and joy and bliss are the highest vibrations. All these division games are a much lower frequency. Fear, guilt, unworthiness, things perpetuated by churches and groups are all very low frequency energies. And when you get out in nature, there's no belief system. And that's where we need to be. We need to be going within, preferably in nature, and taking our shoes off and grounding with the new frequencies, and really just like the lamas say, focus on love and joy and bliss until you become it. It's really that simple. And behave yourself, be kind to each other, and be kind to the planet. It's not complicated. It never was. But we've been duped into doing all these ridiculous things in the name of God and country and preserving some belief system or whatever. It's crazy. And so we need to apply whatever we do to universal law. Again, does this promote universal peace? Does this promote brother-sisterly love? Or is this dividing the genders, making one wrong, one bad? It's like they are different, but they can come together in a very beautiful union, becoming more, universal peace, process love, individual freedom and prosperity. Are you promoting individual freedom and prosperity for everybody? Not just the elite. It's like it's really simple. It's a very simple understanding. And what I think is that with these energies coming in, with these massive waves of energy, consciousness and energy, when these solar flares hit, they have consciousness and energy within them. And that's creating a shift and a change. And it's also going to create a huge change in your work fields, your energies around your body. It's going to create a huge change, social economic change. It's going to create changes in the weather, increase in earthquake and volcanic activity. And everything is going to have to rise to the occasion. Everything is growing, everything is expanding. And when you understand this, you're going to see that which can't align with these energies, or if you're not paying attention and you're caught in an area that needs a little cleanup, you're going to have an experience. And this just the way it is. There's going to be chaos as part of the healing process. So when you're paying attention, you can avoid it, as well as all the dramas and everything. God, man. There's all these dramas people are trying to pull me into, and I said, not going there, not going to participate. And you don't support me. And I go, I don't support your unhealedness, I don't support the drama, I don't support the division, but when you want to just focus on being a loving, kind, and joyous human being, I totally support that. And so let's try that from now on. So anyway, it's very simple. Just be kind and loving to each other and be kind to the planet. It's not any more complicated than that. Focus on love and joy and bliss. Raise your frequencies and you'll make it through these changes. And pay attention. Your soul's screaming at you right now. It might be telling you to move, but you're too attached. You're like the monkey trap. You have your hand in the coconut grabbing the rice and you can't let go. And because you're so attached, to people, places, and things, and you're not paying attention, the hunter's coming, and you're going to have an experience. So we really need to get clear within ourselves, follow our own inner guidance through the heart, and you're going to get through these changes. And again, just forget about all these external worship programs and division programs and everything else. They're all collapsing. And just don't support them and don't participate in them. Anyway, I'm signing off on that note. Have a great evening, and pay attention, go within. And we always say keep an open mind, loving heart, pure intent, and you'll get through these times. Have a great evening. Good night. Thank you, thank you. Oh, it's got another one coming down right on top of it. These guys are totally crossing. Do you guys see those too?
Yeah. Oh my God.
Oh, another one came up under it. There's another one under it. Another one under it too. Another one. God, there's like. There's the whole flotilla up there again. They're everywhere.
Oh, wow. The sky is full of them.
You see them? See them all? They're just everywhere.
All them planets.
They're just all over the place. It's like how... Oh, man. There's a whole fleet up there. Yeah, look at that. They're everywhere up there.
Yeah, there's three traveling together here.
Put the glasses on it now, and you'll see there's a bunch all around the ones you can see with your eyes.
Yeah. There's more. One dim down.
Look at that. Look at that thing is powered up right over the house. Wow.
Yeah. Note to Congress, get over it. Yeah. I mean, there are so many up here right now.
Do you have any idea what it is when you see them? If you track him, he'll power up again.
Yeah, this one, they're kind of saying hi.
And they slow down and speed up.
Yeah, I've got this one on film right above us. It's bright. It's brighter than the Dipper. Isn't this crazy? Follow that tree.
That's why I'm not a Skywatch guide.
Right there, next to that star.
So fast.
God, there's so many. It's crazy.
Oh, wow.
That one's phasing.
That one has really different.
That one's blinking. Look at that. It's going nuts.
Oh.
It's trying to get away from your laser. Oh, there's four. Five. There's five. I got them on film. I got all one, two, three, four, five. There's five of them. Six. Another little one.
They're literally like two.
I know. They're just bombing us with the chemtrails right now. They don't want us to see these ships.
There's a really big one out there.
There's a double. Yeah. Oh God, there's a bunch of them. Bunch of really small ones back there, a whole bunch of them. God, that's, how many do you think we've seen? How many ships is that?
25.
There's three right there. There's three all together. I have all three in the film. And then there's another one behind it. Is it even World Day? Just powered up. I missed it. Damn it. I didn't get on it quick enough.
Do it again. Powered up.
What's that?
What is that?
I don't know.
Oh, that's
not a plane. It's a big blue flash. It's got all the colors of a UFO. It's strobing like crazy, but it's not like a plane. That is, oh, that's it. It's powered up. That's a UFO, and it's got one in front of it and one behind it. Oh, it's got like three, four. It's got three. It's got one. Oh, that's crazy.
You know, people are gonna ask me if I saw any UFOs. I'm gonna be answering like 100.
Well, there has been. I mean, what I just.
You didn't want that to be a liability to you.
I don't know.
Well, isn't it possible?
No, I don't think so, because I mean they told me if I had Corey come here and do a lecture that my career was over. I'll never be in another video or workshop again. Yeah.
And now, of course, with...
They're taking AI, all of mine.
They can make it, you know...
Yeah, when ancient aliens came here, they said this was the first place they didn't have to use AI and fake it. I'm coming up here. And they, oh, they're crossing. There's a little one crossing and...
Micaiah, look in that area. There's a whole bunch of movement.
There. Everywhere. Oh, they're going every different direction too.
This is what I see at home.
Yeah, they got all the directions covered. I mean, they're just everywhere up there. They intercept. There's a UFO intercepting this plane. Or the plane's intercepting this plane right here. This is a plane. And then here's the UFO in front of it, and he's going after it. It looks like he's chasing it. He might catch it, and then he's going to be in trouble.
You think that's a military plane?
Yeah.
Are they trying to chase him out of here?
Look how quiet it is, too. It's a jet, and it's not making any noise. They have these total stealth jets. Got it. Okay, so this is supposedly the space station. We've got two UFOs have buzzed it right now. One's right in front of it on the left. And when it gets down over here, a whole flotilla is going to come in on it. Here's another one. Here's one coming right on the space station. Can you guys see that? It's kind of dim, but it's going right over the space station. Right now, it's going over the space station. It's dim.
Oh yeah, that one's going fast.
Is it going towards the... Is anything going towards the ISS?
No, it's...
Okay, here's the space station, folks, right here. And then in a minute here, when it gets over our heads, like over the house, the ships will start buzzing it. And NASA won't tell you.
Would it be that bright?
Yeah, it's really bright. I mean, it's huge. That plane's going into the demilitarized zone. Here comes all the UFOs coming up to check out the plane. He's got one on top of him. He went behind the tree. There's another one. Another one. Oh God, there's all kinds of ships above him. I don't know where the plane went. He's really low. Oh, there he is. There's one right above the tree. There's actually more than one. There's one going left and a bright one going right. Another one over it. Oh, look at this, guys. There's a party up there. That might be the space station. Yeah, but it's got ships below it and above it. It's got ships all around it. Oh, it's got a ship coming down. It's got one above it, two above it. It's got one coming right down on it.
It's dimming. That wouldn't be the space station.
Yeah. what that is. I'll have to look it up. What time is it? Well, if we, yeah, if we look, if you Google space station, where's the space station? Or put same. There's one there, and then there's one over here. Two to the right of it. Oh, there's about three over here. Look at that. There's three, four. Oh, one's coming back towards it. Here. We got the big boy. Here. Right here. And then one up here. Going in. Oh. Check it out. Check it out. There is one ship, second ship going into the tree, and here is Starlink. Looks like they're just launched another Starlink satellite configuration. Another ship going right across Starlink. Okay, Elon, you've got some explaining to do. Okay, I got this one on film. It's right. Is the mountain going off? Oh, dang. As soon as I get the camera on, it shuts off. I told him that. I said, you know, I know who you guys are. I know your little meetings and rituals.
Come join us and start your free trial today. Watch our weekly podcast, As You Wish Talk Radio, with James Gilliland every Saturday, or catch up on past shows. Watch Skywatch videos of UFOs, orbs, and much more. You can also learn about self-mastering, herbalism, and how to ground and shield yourself from negative unseen influences through our many wonderful workshops. So what are you waiting for? Come join the fun. We're waiting for you. And don't forget to visit our wonderful merch store and show your support today.